Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
What do I do? And finally, the Lord spoke to him and he says, it's because when you have time to prepare, you depend upon yourself and you minister out of your own ability. And he says, but if you would depend upon me, just like this, the Holy Ghost will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. This does not mean that I'm never prepared. It just means that I don't prepare a specific message for a group of people. I prepare myself. Everything I'm telling you, God has told me for 20, 30 years. I've lived this. It's not like I don't know what I'm talking about. It's not like I'm not prepared. I just don't go in knowing exactly what I'm going to say. So you can't sit there and watch As the Stomach Turns and all of the lying and the adultery and stealing and then just stand up and let whatever come out. You're going to be in trouble. So anyway, that's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm just saying we need to get to where we depend upon the Holy Spirit. And the reason I minister the way I do is because I have a tendency, a fear, an insecurity. And so I have a tendency to try and prepare so I don't have to depend upon the Holy Spirit. And I just made a promise to God that I would never, ever prepare a message again. I'd prepare the messenger and let the Holy Spirit bring things out. And so that's the way that I minister, and it touches people because I'm ministering from my heart to people's heart. You have to depend upon the Holy Spirit. We got to go beyond just intellectual knowledge. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. If all you're getting is information, all that does is feed your carnality. You got to learn how to be led by your spirit. This doesn't mean that you switch off your mind, but your mind has to be interpreted and analyzed by the spirit man. You have to take your thoughts and the knowledge and the wisdom that you have and submit it to the Holy Spirit. And you need to let the Holy Spirit guide you and direct you and speak through you. And this isn't just true for ministers. This is for all of us. If you're trying to reach your kids, if you're trying to reach your mate, if you're trying to reach the people in your Sunday school, if you're trying to share with the people that you're working with, it needs to be from your heart. The Holy Spirit will teach you and show you what to say and how to reach people. The Holy Spirit's smarter than you. Here's another application of this same truth, and that is that there are some of you who are praying for your mate to change and God to touch them, and the Holy Spirit can't get a word in edgewise because you are trying to do all of the convicting on your own. You know, Billy Graham said this, and this, I didn't understand this at first, but it really has become a revelation to me that he had a change in his ministry about 1949 when he held this Los Angeles crusade. And the number one thing that changed, some people would cite the fact that William Randolph Hearst got hold of him and said, Puff Graham, and they gave him publicity, and that's when his ministry really took off. But Billy Graham said that the thing that made a change in his ministry was that the Lord told him, he says, you make a very poor Holy Spirit. And he says, you try and argue and convince people and force them, paint them into a corner to where they have to accept. He says, I didn't call you to do that. I called you to promote the truth, and then the Holy Spirit will take these truths and bear witness. And so Billy Graham changed his ministry, and he quit trying to force people to believe, and he just started proclaiming truth. See, that's depending upon the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows how to reach people better than you do. And yet there's a lot of people that you think, oh, I know how to do it. Man, the wife puts the Bible down and leaves it open and highlights the scripture that the husband needs to read. And you're constantly nagging and picking and doing this. And you know what? You just make a very poor Holy Spirit. You need to depend upon the Holy Spirit to flow through you and to inspire and speak things to you, not lean under your own understanding. Again, the reason we have so much problem in our life is because we've done it our way. You and Frank Sinatra. You know, I don't know Frank Sinatra from anybody. I don't know if he was born again. It doesn't look to me like there was any evidence of it in his life. And if he wasn't born again, I think part of hell is going to be his song, "I Did It My Way," playing in the background throughout eternity. That, man, would that ever add to your punishment to think that, man, I was bragging about doing it my way. Doing it your way will get you killed. It'll destroy other people. We need to depend upon the Holy Spirit. John 14:26, a verse that I've already used in this series, says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and lead you into all truth and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have spoken unto you." That has to be one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. I use that all of the time. Boy, that's powerful. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." Knowledge of God, the knowledge of the truth. It's the truth that sets you free, John 8:32. Knowledge is the missing piece in most people's lives. We see these bumper stickers that says, "What you don't know won't hurt you." That's absolutely untrue. What you don't know is killing you. You know, if the Lord tarries, someday they'll figure out what causes cancer and there'll be a cure. But right now, because we don't know what causes cancer and stuff, cancer's killing a lot of people. What we don't know is killing us. What we don't know about relationships is killing us. What we don't know about God is killing us. You need to renew your mind, and the Holy Spirit is sent to teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that Jesus spoke to you. All things, not some things. Man, that's powerful. You know, I have depended upon this. I've used this verse. I depend upon this. It's one of the things that I anchor my life on. And you know, I don't know all things yet. But I hadn't arrived, but I've left. Amen. I'm a lot further down the road than I used to be. And I can tell you what, this trusting the Holy Spirit to teach me things has taught me things that have just changed my life. And every one of you, you don't have to have somebody else teach you everything. We all need people that point us in the right direction, but you know what? You need to get to a place to where you can have the Holy Spirit reveal things to you. And this is what the Holy Spirit's sent for. But it takes time. You know, some of the ways I get revelation, I won't go into a lot of specifics. I'm going to say this real quick in the name of Jesus. But some of the ways that when I get stumbled on something, I'll take all of the scriptures, I'll study it as much as I can. I'll look up the Greek and the Hebrew. I'll look at other people's commentaries. But if it doesn't bear witness in my heart, if I just haven't got a quickening from the Holy Spirit that this is it, I'll take all of the study and the research that I've done, and I'll just spend hours praying in tongues and saying, "Holy Ghost, you will teach me all things and lead me into all truth and bring all things to my remembrance." And I'll pray in tongues and ask God to interpret it. And I couldn't tell you how much of the Bible I understand today because I took that approach and just depended upon the Holy Spirit to give me a supernatural instruction. That's really simple. But it's powerful. And I can guarantee you there's people sitting right here that you have questions and you wonder about this and that. And you've gone to the scripture and you've read a few scriptures, but you still don't understand it. And with most people, that's just the end. If you can't figure it out with your brain, end of discussion. It's your heart that God gives you revelation through. You know, I'm not going to be able to do these things in the order I had them written down, but look over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. See, even if I make notes, I never follow them. I very seldom ever make notes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is talking about how he didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. Matter of fact, over in 2 Corinthians, he says, he was quoting some of his critics, and he says, they say that his speech is contemptible and his bodily presence is weak. Paul was not a great speaker. That's what his critics said about him. And so he said here in chapter 2, he says, I didn't come with excellency of speech. It wasn't wisdom. I didn't want your faith to be in man's wisdom, but I came in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And he was talking about this. And then down in verse 9, he quotes and says, but as it is written, this is a quotation from Old Testament, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And most people just put a period right there. And they say, well, eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We just can't know the things of God. Further along, we'll know all about it. Further along, we'll understand why. And we write songs about it, and the average person just embraces ignorance. Thinking, well, we just can't know the things of God. That was what the Old Testament said, because those people weren't born again and didn't have the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the next verse, verse 10, says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. This isn't saying you can't know the things of God. It's saying you can't know the things of God with just your little peanut brain. You can't just figure it out intellectually. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to instruct us and to show us these things. Instead of this being just a dead end where we can only go this far and we just can't understand the things of God, this is saying that in your natural self, with your carnal mind, you can't understand the things of God. But if you would let the Holy Spirit, He will enlighten you, and you can go to understanding things that you would have thought were beyond your ability. The Holy Spirit will give you a supernatural understanding. Man, I can't tell you how important that is.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit. This updated 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1020 for CD or R3214 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RH9 titled Depending on the Spirit when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call our helpline. We have some tremendous people answering the phone, some of my best friends, and every single person on the phones has been taught, and we see miraculous things happen. I mean, I could spend a lot of time talking about the testimonies, but the bottom line is that there is help available to you. Not only can you get the materials if you'll ask for them, but there's people that can pray with you, there's people that can answer your questions, and they would love to be able to help you any way they can. We're open from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. every weekday, except a holiday. Our number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.